Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Switching it up from last night's Crossbreed Holster studios and the Lead Slingers microphone a little bit today. Mondays, always a fun day in the shadows of the Monster Cast. Both of these shows being presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance, we're in the middle of taping some information for you that's getting ready to go up on the premium side of Armed American Radio website that's going to give you the lowdown and some comparisons between X and some other programs that are out there. And you're going to find it remarkable because we will name names and we will get specific and tell you why X is a superior product. If you want to get in on that, you can check us out at armedamericanradio.org. Make sure to click on premium, join. It's only $7.95 a month. We're still going to tell you that here. I'm just going to go into a lot more detail there behind the curtain, if you will. But welcome inside the program today. Did you listen to last night's MonsterCast, the Sunday MonsterCast? I got a recap for you, my opening remarks from last night's program. They have gotten some legs inside with a number of folks inside the firearms community. But what I did after welcoming everybody in was reminded us, all of us, you, me, and others, what a remarkable week it was in America last week. And it was. And I made it clear that I wasn't going to pull any punches as we talked about it. But what happened last week was, and I'm paraphrasing from some notes, the confluence of a few events, several events, that gave us a real insight, just a stark insight, and really showed us the depths of depravity that the socialists, the former Democrat Party, is willing to go to plunge this nation into, if you will. And one of those was we became witness to what we've known all along, but it's always good, as I mentioned, when the other side reaffirms what we're thinking. In this case, the hatred the left has for our Constitution. I referenced Dick Durbin, just a hateful, hateful, and he referenced Mayor Lori Lightfoot out of Chicago, Beetlejuice, when he was talking to her about what did it mean to be an originalist? Was she an originalist? And he quoted her and how just hateful of the U.S. Constitution she was, talking about her being a gay black woman. The Constitution had nothing to do for her. There was nothing in it for her. Just really, really opened your eyes a little bit. But it was on full display. Second, how many more times do we have to watch punk thug mobs attack law-abiding people? I don't know about you. Well, I pretty much do know about you. I guess it's fair to say I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing it. And their day of reckoning is coming. You can take that for whatever it means. However you want to interpret that, you go ahead. I'm going to tell you that the left-wing punk Antifa thug mobs days are coming. And you know, all of that because somebody supports the president of the United States. Just remarkable. So those were two of the issues. Third was the fake news. Hateful mainstream Marxist media on full display last week when I think I called her cutesy tootsie Savannah Guthrie, you know, the little giddy smile, smile, smile. I'm on morning NBC, you know, kind of goofy crap news personality. There's no such thing as a news personality. You're a personality or you're a newscaster. You're not either. And when you are both, that's why we have the biased garbage that we have masquerading as news today. But she came off as a left-wing elitist, as she does, because she's on this TV show. I guess it makes her feel like her opinion really matters and that she's in a position to take on the president of the United States. I reminded listeners that the president made her look like the dope that she is. And the whole time, he was making her look like the dope that she is with these goofy, you know, supposed tough questions Donald Trump was putting in her place with two much nicer looking women behind him, by the way, giving the thumbs up the whole time. That had to bother her, which was beautiful because that all went viral. She looked like an idiot. But the whole time on another network, guess what? George Stephanopoulos, the fake newsman himself. This is the epitome of fake newsman. This is the Clinton operative. Think about this. This is the Clinton operative their criminal partner in crime, now masquerading as an ABC newsman. What a joke. He was tossing softballs over there to Joe Biden, and not one question about Hunter Biden and the corruption that is now breaking. And then, of course, we had Scully, who was going to moderate a debate. He was busted lying. He got thrown out on his can. Don't let the door hit you in the satellite radio moment, word there, dude. He's done. He's finished. He was lying about his Twitter being hacked because he was too much of a wimp to admit and man up that he did, in fact, well, I guess I can say he was, let's say he was hanging out with Scaramucci on Twitter and it got the best of him, okay? And then in addition to that, we got to find out who's going to be moderating this Thursday's debate. Kristen Welker, an NBC News Trump hater with long history of family ties to the Democrat Socialist Party. And I reminded you that we tie it all together with the biggest story that will probably be one of the biggest stories of the decade, if not longer, because the tech giants, Facebook and Twitter, now blatantly censoring those opinions that they disagree with, and in effort and in conjunction with the mainstream media to silence who they believe are their political opponents. That is remarkable in America. It's never been done. But what those two companies have done single-handedly has opened the can of worms that's going to bury them. They will be broken up. That ball is out. That ship is sailing. That snowball has begun moving downhill. It isn't going to stop. Americans are fed up with what they're seeing, and they did it to themselves. And it couldn't have happened to a better group of socialist, communist, Marxists masquerading as former Democrats. And then today, what do we have? More breaking information that members of those companies are now infiltrating the Biden quote unquote transition team, which is, I hope they didn't give up their jobs for that, because Joe Biden is about to get routed in the general election. And that's a prediction I'm telling you now. I'm going to say somewhere between 310 and 360 electoral votes. And I'm going to stand by that. Treasonous media, all doing their bidding for every one of them. Here to talk about it with me today, the voice of reason, KQAM, Andy Hoosier, my brother. How are you, Andy?
Man, I am great. Howdy, partner. It's good to see you. And
Howdy, partner. Oh, you must be looking at me over there, right?
I watched both yesterday's video and I saw it today, and I said, "Wow, I didn't realize you owned a big old set." So now, listen, I'm here in the middle of Kansas.
Hold on. I have a collection of them. I have tons of different hats.
I love it.
Get with the program. And this one here, by the way, I just bought this today. Okay, this is one that I've wanted. I've had my eye on for a while, but the Dutton Ranch Yellowstone, the one Kevin Costner wore in season 3, is on order. Those are 4.5 months out because they're custom made. I can't wait to get it. So,
well,
we talk about my hats.
I mean,
we know knowledge about my
Kansas
hats.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, it looks very good on you. It looks very classy and shiny. I'm more of the camo ball cap kind of guy with a cutoff shirt. So, but I mean, I guess maybe that's just the Kansas flavor in me. So, anyways,
the Joe Dirt
with you today, and you're right. The good old Joe Dirt kind of style. I mean, I just need to work on the mullet part of it. That's what I'm going for.
No, don't be the Joe Dirt. Be what's his name? What's the Kid Rock? Kid Rock always plays those little sleazy guys in movies, you know, but he fits the part really well. Okay, so you heard last night the actual opening that I did last night. I know you've listened to it, and I want your thoughts on that.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, last week was definitely a wild week, especially going into election time. We always wonder what the big October surprise is going to be. And this year, I don't know that anything could necessarily surprise us, nor do I think anything is going to shock and awe anybody to vote. Look, if you don't know who you're supporting or voting for by now, then I think you're just doing it for show and for attention, because every year, right, by this time, it's the scramble to get those last few independents, those moderates, those unaffiliated, those unsures. And look, I mean, we're so divided in this nation right now that if you don't know who you're supporting, then I think you're doing it because you just want the attention, but you already deep down really know who you're voting for. Either you love Donald Trump or you hate him. Either you love Joe Biden or you hate him. Or I don't think anybody really loves him. I think they just hate Donald Trump enough to say, okay, I guess I have to vote for this guy, which is really the big difference between the political parties right now. Is one side is more energetic than I have ever seen in my entire life, And the other side is just looking the other way, hoping to hold their breath and get through this thing, which is what you saw with those town halls last week, which is why the media won't cover and talk about the Hunter Biden story, which is why the Democrats are furiated that Donald Trump gets one more Supreme Court justice nomination before the election, where they think they are just absolutely sure that he's going to lose this election in a couple of weeks, to the point where Drudge Report has their big headline today about how the TV network guy that's worked with Trump before already has a TV show lined up for him when he gets out of office in a few months. And they're already working on these side projects. So, I mean, they're just doing everything they can to make it think like he's just desperate and just ready to walk his way out the door.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what Trump said in a campaign call that he had today. And I want to talk about Michigan's tyrant governor as well. This woman is really something. This is a display of arrogance unlike anything I've ever seen. I'll be right back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today, the 19th of October, as we are 14 days out from the most important election this country has ever witnessed. The direction the country will go will literally determine, and this is remarkable to say, you know, we've always said important elections. That's because it's partisan. I understand that's politics. That's the way it is. That makes everybody election every 4 years the most important. But you know what? We were still America. It was just whether we were America with a Democrat administration or a Republican administration. It's not the case anymore today. The country is going to move left. It's going to shift so far left to socialism if the wrong thing happens. If the Democrats, the socialist Marxist communists, masquerading as former Democrats, get all three levers of power, you will not recognize this country. You will lose it. It will happen, and the Republicans will be powerless to stop it. I mentioned last night what would happen or what we would need to do if that happened. And maybe we'll talk about that later with Andy as we get closer to winding down this hour of Armed American Radio today. Or Trump is going to save it with another 4 years. But keeping in mind that that's probably just a Band-Aid. It's just staving off the bleeding for now. So this is an important election. We are only 14 days out. And over the course of the next 5 days, the 5 days of this week and the 5 days of next week, we are going to hammer home for you just how important it is, particularly from the right to keep and bear arms. And I'll go in a little, maybe a little bit of angry Mark coming out while Andy is on the line with us today at some point, because I'm going to drive this home every single day. I'll tell you about that when we get later into the program. Andy Hoosier, welcome back. Let's go to what Trump said. Did you want to exclamation point anything from the last segment, Andy? We got cut off by the break.
No. I mean, you railed on all of it. I mean, I think it's really important. And as you mentioned, the last couple of weeks here, for every radio show, every podcast, everybody talking about these issues, I think is what we need to focus on and really drive home. Because as you mentioned, this is the most important election I think we've ever seen. And it's not just one flavor or the other, but it's now one completely separate ballgame or another, depending on who we choose going into November.
Yeah, and I know one half of this country is not going to live under socialism. That much I can tell you with 100% certainty. I will not live under socialist rule, period. I will not follow socialist rule. I will not live under a socialist regime. I will not give my money to a socialist regime. I will not give my weapons to a socialist regime. The socialist regime can satellite radio moment word, my satellite radio moment word. You can figure that out on yourself. President Trump on Monday said the American people are tired of the novel coronavirus and tired of Anthony Fauci and all these idiots. We're going to win, he said. I wouldn't have told you that 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm more excited today than I was 2 weeks ago. I would have told you he would have 2 or 3 weeks ago. In fact, I did. 2 weeks ago, I was in the hospital and people were shocked that I came out so fast and so healthy. It's not the easiest thing to do, folks. Earlier this month, the president tested positive for coronavirus. We know that. He was hospitalized. The president went on to slam Fauci. Now, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease director, you know what I hate when they say that he's the nation's, number one expert. No, he's not. He's just the guy that's sitting at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and has been for decades. My mother and father were actually at his installment during the Reagan administration because my father was in the medical field with Eli Lilly Drug Company at the time and was invited to that ceremony. Fauci's been there way too long. He ain't the nation's top nothing. He's just a guy that's been there that long that nobody's ever fired. Deep breath. Angry Mark is going to come out later, Andrew. I can promise you that. People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots, these people. Fauci, he's a nice guy. He's been here for 500 years. I have a list of 15 things about this guy, and yet we keep him. Every time he goes on TV, there's a bomb. But there's a bigger bomb if you fire him. Then he says on a tweet, Dr. Tony Fauci says we don't allow him to do television. And yet I saw him last night on 60 Minutes.
and he seems to get more airtime than anybody since the late, great Bob Hope. All I ask of Tony is that he make better decisions. He said, no masks and let China in. Also, bad arm. What Trump was referring to was Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the Nationals game, and he's Trump reminded America that it was probably the worst first pitch he's ever thrown. He went on in another tweet to say, Dr. Fauci says we don't allow him to do television. Oh, here we go. P.S. Tony should stop wearing the Washington Nationals mask for two reasons. Number one, it is not up to the high standards that he should be exposing. Number two, it keeps reminding me that Tony threw out perhaps the worst first pitch in the history of baseball. So, Andy, you want to talk with us a little bit about that? Because Trump has a way of getting under people's skin. But he's right. We're all sick of coronavirus. We're sick of talking. But you know as well as I do that this could all go away if the and it will. When the media begins to, when they begin to realize Donald Trump is going to, you're going to start to watch either coronavirus is going to get worse or it's going to get better. They're now blaming Sturgis for an outbreak in the Midwest. It's just never ending, Andy. Go ahead. Take it away. Take it away. Rail if you want.
Yeah, no, it's never ending for them. And you're right. I wonder when the time was, you know, if we could get back to the time when the media or just normal average Americans could just say, you know what, I'd like a second medical opinion. Just because he's the head right now for the health department, the U.S. government, does not mean that he's the one with all the answers. There are plenty of other doctors out there. There are many other individuals that are way smarter, that may have more experience in infectious disease. I mean, you got to remember, this is the guy that ran the CDC in the patenting industry. So he understands the importance and the money that's involved if you patent a vaccine that's going to come out and actually stop this this COVID-19. So he's not the expert, quote unquote, in infectious disease. Does he have experience in it? Sure. But there's people that are way smarter than him. There's people that have way more experience than him. And there's people that have been not been infiltrated or been abused or been at least manipulated by the government bureaucrats for so many years on the private sector that understand how medicine still works and getting with the change of time. So, you know what, the fact that they just make him as the end-all, be-all god of medicine just because he's the head of the government agency does not mean that that's what we should be taking as the word of God, per se, in order to what we should do on a daily basis with our masks. And he's the one, as Trump has said numerous times, that this is the guy that said before, there's no need to wear a mask because you end up fidgeting with it the whole time. And if you have it on your hands, it's going to get in there anyways. And if you rub your eyes, it's going to get in your eyes because viruses get in your eyes as much as they do with you breathing them in through your mouth or through your nose. So, you know, there's really no need to wear a mask. Then they said, well, you know, you got to remember when the masks came out, and they even say this today, they just say it a little bit quieter, is that the mask is not going to stop the virus. It's just the best way for us to try and lower the chances of you getting it. And they say even if it's a 20% drop in the probability of you getting this virus, then that's what's necessary. If it could just save one life, then that's why everybody has to wear this mask. And that's where we're at. But now the Democrats run with it as Donald Trump won't do a mandatory mask mandate all across the nation, that he's not listening to Fauci. And yes, people are frustrated. They're angry. They're upset. They don't want to do this any longer. They want to get back to work. They're going stir crazy. They don't want all these restrictions. They want to be able to shake hands and look you in the eye and actually smile. They actually want to be able to go and have a person-to-person relationship with people for a business meeting or whatever they want to do. They want to get back to work, and Donald Trump wants that to happen, while Joe Biden just says he doesn't have a plan for a reopening, and he just says we're going to lock everything down, but I really want the economy to get going again. It's basic common sense, but it's something apparently the left-wing side of the aisle today doesn't quite understand on how to have your cake and eat it, too.
Sounds like John Ossoff. This guy's a joke. The mainstream media, just this guy's a rising star. So far, he's lost twice. He's right up there with Stacey Abrams in Georgia, the rising star who lost. You ever notice all the Democrats' rising stars are losers? But John Ossoff. Hi, I'm John Ossoff. And all Georgians have the right to feel safe. I want to feel safe, and I'm going to work to make you feel safe. David Perdue doesn't want you to be safe. I do. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of this is being brought to you around the country by X Insurance. X Insurance, a superior product. If you carry a firearm, if you carry it at work, you know, lots of these other companies have exclusions for work. X builds you a policy that covers you wherever you happen to be. They'll also cover your business, and they'll bridge any gaps you have. Why? Because it's not a blanket policy that belongs to somebody else that you're under because they say you're an additionally insured if you join and pay them money and buy all their cool stuff, which is great. Don't get me wrong. They got some great cool stuff. But it's an actual insurance policy written for you. You wouldn't have a blanket policy additional insured for your home, your boat, your cars. Maybe you would. I don't know. Maybe if you have like 5,000 DUIs or something. But if you're a regular, real, normal person who plays by the rules, you want a policy written in your name that protects you if and when, God forbid, you ever need it. You don't want to call a third party, right? Hey, listen, I can make a comparison. that I'm not going to do on the radio with brokering truckloads versus going direct to the carrier, right? It's always optimal to go direct to the carrier if you can. Sorry, Melissa, if you're listening. You know I love you. But the fact of the matter is, if you can do that, it's always better to do that. And in this case, X Insurance is an A-rated carrier. More about that later. The rest of our sponsors we'll cover coming back in from the next break. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, it's really, really easy for me to bring Angry Mark out of the box on this next topic. Should we do it? Should we go there? What do you think? Andy, we got you.
How about that? Is that better?
There we go. We got you. Now, I know you're sitting in a radio studio there. You got all those buttons and dials and whistles. Everybody watching can see all that cool stuff on that board you got there up on the screen behind me over here. All right. In this next segment, this is really tough. I'm talking about Gretchen Whitmer, half Whitmer. This woman is absolutely unbelievable. Double down, triple down, quadruple down. Hexagonal down, dumb down, whatever you want to call this woman is incredibly dangerous. And she epitomizes what Joe Biden wants to do for this country. But just yesterday, she was on Meet the Press, which is a fake news Sunday morning goofball show that all they do with Chuck Todd is bash anybody that isn't a progressive liberal socialist Marxist masquerading as a former Democrat. They've been doing it for years. Nothing new there. But behind her, Andy, she had a little set of numbers that almost looked like a birthday candle type thing set up, or blocks, if you will. And the numbers were 8645. Do you know what that means, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason?
I do not.
8645. If you 86 thump something, you kill it. 45 is Donald Trump. Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, behind her during her interview, had a set of numbers, 86-45. This is a woman who is so filled with rage and hate, whose citizens, there are nine recall efforts. I can't tell you what I think of this woman. I would get thrown off the airwaves. Because I can't stand, Andy, you're going to have to step in and help me out here, brother. Save me. Because half Whitmer has locked her state down. I have a lot of good friends that live in Michigan. I lived in Michigan from the time I was 9 years old till the time I was 15 years old. I have very fond memories of Michigan. I made lifelong friends during that, a lot of firsts during that age bracket. And I have friends that have lived there to this day. My former publisher still lives in Michigan and many others. And this woman is telling them where they can go, what they can do, what homes they can visit, what they can't, when they can do this, when they can do that. She doubles and triples down, lockdown, 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 which is exactly what Biden wants to do to the country. Now she's put this hateful 8645 because she's got some people. Now, Andy, save my day here before I lose my marbles. Go ahead. Take it away. Your thoughts on a governor that would do something like that?
Yeah, well, it's a petty attack. It's ridiculous that she would even do something like that. It's unprofessional. I mean, there's no way that this would be acceptable and tolerable. I mean, 10 years ago, even, to do something like this. But it's that they justify it as he's not a legitimate president. They don't like him. He's Mr. Orange Man. He's the evil Nazi. They whatever they want to call him. So they find ways to justify it. But it's a petty attack. It's absurd. Look, this COVID pandemic has done one thing, if nothing else. It has exposed those who love power and who love to take control during situations because they're, quote unquote, doing it for you, doing it for the people, doing it for your best interest when all they've done is take power and control and regulations over you because they possibly can. And you know that they're not going to release those. Name one time when government has taken power and then all of a sudden decided to give up that power. And that's exactly what she's done in Michigan is she saw an opportunity. She got elected. Now she's running this place. And then everything, you know, it goes to, you know, where with this pandemic. And she's, well, there's perfect opportunity. We can mandate the mask wearing. We can shut down the businesses. We can threaten businesses. And it's typical for most progressives. Luckily, you know, for example, here in the state of Kansas, we have a very far left progressive governor as well. Luckily, we have a Republican legislature that stops her whenever she's tried to do these absurd, ridiculous things. So we haven't gotten it as bad. Mm-hmm. But I feel terrible for a lot of these states because there some of these states, they don't have that ability and that safeguard in there. of conservatives or Republicans or constitutionalists just to say, no, you can't do that. Just because there's a virus or just because there's a pandemic, you cannot shut down the entire economy. You can't tell a small mom and pop business where that's their only livelihood that they're not essential and that they're not important any longer, so we need to shut them down. You can't do that. And yet these places, that's what they like to do, which is why you see some place like Nancy Pelosi saying, no, we need to shut business down, but oh, by the way, can you open up just for me to go get my hair done at the hair salon? That's exactly the same kind of mindset that the governor of Michigan has, because she doesn't care. She saw an opportunity. She loves the power, and that's what progressives do, is they try and take power when they have the opportunity to do so.
Why isn't the Secret Service looking into this?
Well, they don't see that as a quote unquote viable threat. Look, these are the same ones that actually went.
A sitting Democrat, sitting socialist, highly critical of the president, with a number that says 86-45, kill 45. Now she'll say it doesn't mean that you can 86 something by throwing it in the trash. It's generally regarded as kill it, get rid of it. 86 that thought, right. 86 that before the FBI gets here. That's what 86-45 means. It's disgraceful. It's despicable. Now, she's blaming. She doesn't take into consideration any of her own actions. She has crushed people's businesses in Michigan. She has destroyed livelihoods. She has created bankruptcies. She has ruined individuals and families, in many cases, sometimes for decades. I want you to think about this. Your life dream of opening your new bar or restaurant, that you've sunk your entire 401k, you've laid it all on the line, you've mortgaged your home, you've taken a loan against what is your retirement wealth to start this dream, and Whitmer crushes your windpipe with her heel. Why? Because of the science? Because Fauci said so? That's what we're up against. And then she's got people who don't like her because of that. And there's lunatics out there. And she blames Trump for the actions of lunatics, not herself, not the fact that she's crushed people's lives and continues to double and triple down on that. And then sticks the number 86-45, which essentially means get rid of him. I'd like to know why the Secret Service isn't looking at it. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Give me some voice of reason here, dude.
Yeah, well, again, typical Democrat, they don't take responsibility for their own actions because they do nothing wrong. They're just responding to an evil, toxic environment that's created by Trump anyway. So they're just responding to that. So everything they do is absolutely and completely justified. Look, every one of those people that start, like you mentioned, sink their entire livelihoods into a business to try and get it up and going because that's been their lifelong dream. That's what they want from the progressive end. You should not be part of the quote-unquote trickle-down economic system where you're actually creating wealth and hiring people at low wages. You shouldn't be part of that. You should be the one standing in the food line, like Bernie Sanders had said so long ago, that, you know what, it's a good thing that people in Cuba are sitting there in the food line because that's what we want.
Yeah, she's got a license plate behind her, a Michigan license plate that says respect on it. Then she's got the numbers 86-45 on there. And one of her campaign officials tweeted out, bright and beautiful, nothing but respect, RBG, 86-45. Nice plant, too. Praising the anarchist-loving tyrannist and Governor Half Whitmer. Back after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question.
For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am Mark Walters. We're in segment four already, fastest hour in daytime radio, no question about it, here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. I spoke a little bit about that in the previous segment when we returned. I will tell you what, I'm going to go into great detail in some of my premium subscriber updates. We're working on those tapes right now. We're in the process of taping those. I have to do that during breaks in the day to get that in there so we're not staying up super late. Sundays and Mondays are tough for that, but that update will be coming soon, and it will have a lot of information that a lot of you have been asking me about relative to this, hey, I carry a gun, or I carry a gun for work, or I'm a cop, or I carry a gun and I work for a company and I carry a gun, and what happens if I have to use it and they don't know I have my gun? Will my policy still cover me? I have answers for you in all of those scenarios, and I will make comparisons to some of the other, I can't call them insurance companies because they're not. They're additional insureds. They're member benefit companies that have policies in their name that when you become a member and pay them to become a member, you become an additional insured. And there are comparisons to be made between actual company that insures you in your name and member companies. We'll talk about that behind the scenes. We'll do it here too, but we're going to do it in great detail on the premium side. ArmedAmericanRadio.org. If you want to join, it's only $7.95 a month. Plus, you're going to be getting all kinds of other cool stuff. There'll be some shirts and stuff like that coming for you guys as we build out the new site and continue to grow. And the price will never, ever go up. There will be, I promise you, some behind the scenes after the show stuff and additional interviews, all kinds of cool stuff. And there's already a bunch of videos you can pour through now. So Make sure to check that out if you want to get a little bit more deeper into Armed American Radio. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. Please use it. Support the people that support us. Gunbroker.com, it's 100% free. My gosh, it's free. Okay, go out and do free stuff and look at all the cool stuff that maybe you want, can't have, can't afford right now, but you want to start making a list. Believe me, there's tons of bucket stuff on gunbroker.com for your list, I can assure you, but it's free. It's free. And if you can't find something in your shop right now, you will be able to find it at gunbroker.com. Car Arms, of course, let's not forget them. Tons of great guns over there. They're like everybody else. Production is a little bit backed up, but make sure to check out everything that Car produces. DefenderCoffee.com, really no brainer. I mean, you know, stick your face in your hand. I mean, it's that simple. Wow, you mean I can be donating to the Second Amendment Foundation simply for drinking better coffee than I'm drinking right now? Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. The promo code is AAR, 15% off. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, will take couch change. Life membership, only $150, $15 for an annual membership. You can join the CCR, KBA, and the SAF just by visiting Second Amendment Foundation at SAF.org. North American Arms, absolute coolest little guns in the world. They will go really well. They do go really great with a hat that I'm wearing. If you're watching me on the Facebook live stream, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, you'll see the brand new Stetson I got going on today added to the collection. So lots of fun over there. And Lead Slingers Whiskey. Let's not forget Brad Primo, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. Enter in, tell them that you're 18. Enter in your zip code and find a distributor for all of their fine products over there. And again, xinsurance.com. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back. I got to be honest with you. The Michigan tyrant, Andy, angers me more than I think through this entire wacky, weird, whatever you want to call it in 2020, this half-witmer here has really done a number on me. And it's a shame. It really, truly is, because Michigan's a great state, great people, great outdoorsmen and outdoorswomen. I use that term interchangeably, please. Okay. Not being sexist here. Outdoorsmen. Lots of outdoors people in Michigan. My gosh. Okay. With such a great lifestyle in Michigan, very gun friendly state. And this, I don't even know. I mean, tyrant is really the only word I can come up with. And she is indicative of what this Biden administration wants to do. Andy, prediction, Michigan absolutely goes Trump. This woman is just making it easier and easier for Donald Trump every day. I don't believe Michiganders want more of what this woman has been putting them through. And then in connection with Biden at the federal level, am I out of my mind?
No, I completely agree. I think she's going to be a one-term governor. Look, they voted her in, so she legitimately made it in there with her ideas to some degree. But I think actions speak louder than words, and you can promise or say anything you want to when you're running on the campaign trail. But when you're actually up there doing the leadership and doing the leading, then things change, and how you handle yourself is how you are judged based on the voters. And you're right. I mean, Trump held 2016 and in the first election. I think he's going to hold it again. I think with how many people are angry in Michigan that our side, the Trump side, is way more energized and fired up based on frustration in that state than the pro-Democrats and pro-progressives are right now. Because I think she will obviously get some support still, and there will be some Joe Biden supporters just by default. And I think those that like her will have some type of similar likeliness to someone like Kamala Harris, because I see very similar positions and stances and the way they act between one another there. So they will get some, but I don't see that crowd being nearly as big as what it used to be when she got elected in there. So I think you're right. Trump's going to get a big victory in Michigan. I think he's going to hold that state, even though Democrats are saying it's a swing state and going back blue. I just don't see it. Just because the governor won there does not mean that Trump's not going to win that seat again. And the Democrats have been doing a very good job shooting themselves in the foot over the last couple of years with this COVID-19 pandemic and what they were doing prior to with all this civil unrest. It never ends. And they can say what they want to, but the polls are wrong. The support isn't there. And I think we're going to see that red wave, not only in Michigan, but that entire Mid-America region.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Man, when you can leave a talk radio host speechless about something, I mean, this woman has the ability to do that. You shake your head and think, why is she doing this? For what? Don't give me that crap. You care about the safety like a mother of your citizens. It's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of crap. She believes that at the federal level.
That's not the duty of government.
Say that again?
again, that's not the duty of government. She can say
Correct.
That she's the mother of her citizens. That's not the duty of government. And that's the big difference between Republicans, Democrats, progressives, and conservatives. That's not their role. She's not supposed to be the loving, caring mother. She's not supposed to be the whatever they want to call it, the helicopter parent for everybody and micromanage our entire life to keep us safe. That's not the role of government, regardless of what the left tries to tell you, because they use that excuse to take control, to gain more power over you, just because, well, you know what, we live in a society now where my generation, unfortunately, wants to be coddled with that helicopter parenting because we're so used to it. So we just get accustomed to it, whether it's our parents or whether it's the government. That's not the role of them. Get the heck out of our way and let us live our life.
Yeah, well, that's the prevailing wisdom and thought throughout the country today. Let me leave us with this today, Andy. I think it's very important that we close out every show as we get closer and closer to this election. Now that the Democrat Party today is the party of flag burners, the party of knee takers, real men, real American men don't take knees, folks. Get back to that point in your life, okay? If you're a Democrat gun owner and you tell me you love your guns, yet you're going to vote for Biden, I'm going to tell you you're no friend of mine. I don't need friends like you. You don't love your guns. Well, maybe you love your guns. You're a Democrat who loves guns, but you're a Democrat who has other issues that are bigger than your guns. I don't have room for that. I sleep well at night. I don't have to justify that and wonder how I love my guns and pull the lever for Biden. You're part of the problem. Fix the problem. Fix yourself. The Democrat Party, a bunch of knee-taking, tyrant-loving anarchists. Those Antifa thugs are Biden voters. That's what's at stake coming up in 14 days. We're not going to play games with this over the next 13 days now. We're going to tell you like it is. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, thank you very much for being here. God bless you for everything you do. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single day. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to go get my hair cut. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.